Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And today we have Joe Hetrick Anstadt, Frontier Extension District 4-H Program Manager. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing well.
It's been quite a while since we talked to you, and I'm looking forward to our conversation today because this is an important thing as we get ready for the fairs this summer, and it's PT testing. Tell us a little bit about what that is.
We test all of our poultry, with the exception of waterfowl and doves, for what's called Pleurum typhoid, which is a salmonella disease. It's highly contagious. It's usually found in young birds, and young birds that do survive it are carriers for the rest of their lives. So we try to catch it as early as we can to try and keep it from spreading to other birds.
The testing that's coming up, that is a requirement for anybody who's wanting to show at the fair. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Every bird, with the exception, again, of waterfowl and doves that are going to be shown in our fairs, have to have a clean PT test within 90 days of our show. It's a quick and simple blood test, and you get the results in less than 2 minutes. So everyone will leave knowing that day whether they have to contact KDA to further investigate the PT or if they're clean and ready for show.
When is the testing that's coming up here soon?
So we have 3 dates in each of our counties, and our 4-H members are allowed to go to whichever county date works for them. We have June 21st from 4 to 7 p.m. in Osage County, June 25th from 8 to 11 a.m. in Franklin County, July 16th from 8 to 11 a.m. in Anderson County. We haven't got specific locations yet for each of those. They will be coming out, so 4-H'ers should continue to watch their emails and check the monthly newsletters for more information.
And when they come, do they just come or do they need to make a reservation first?
Nope, just come anytime during those 3 hours with your birds and we will get them taken care of.
What other things are going on that you might want to talk about today?
We have our charcuterie board and favorite foods contest coming up, which we're really excited about. It's something new that we're doing. Favorite foods has been around for a while, but we're going to have someone come in beforehand and teach kids how to put together a charcuterie board, and they'll be able to take some stuff home with them that day. And then afterwards, we'll have our favorite foods contest where they can make their favorite food for judges to taste, and then hopefully move on to the regional levels.
I understand that charcuterie board is kind of an interesting event to attend and sample some of the food that comes from that.
Yes, yes. I think it's going to gain a lot of popularity. It's very popular in the public right now, so I think our kids are really going to like it.
And the favorite food is a good one as well because it allows the 4-H'ers to make the things that they really like to eat.
Yes, it allows them to showcase what they're passionate about in the food project and pass it on to others.
I know this is getting to be a busy time for you all. What other things should people be thinking about as we head into the summer and get ready for fair season?
Just keep working with their projects and fine-tuning, working with their animals and figuring out if they're going to do any of our non-static items like arts and crafts or woodworking, kind of fine-tuning those projects and getting them all ready and just going out there and doing their best. And it's going to be a great time for them to showcase all their hard work for the year for the public.
Joe, we appreciate the opportunity to talk with you again. Keep us posted on what's going on in the Frontier District, and we look forward to talking with you again here in the future.
Yes, I will do that. Thank you.
All right. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meridazine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gall.